With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel will not pull out from a key location in the Gaza ceasefire deal.
An Israeli official has said the Israeli military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. Israel's pullout from the so-called Philadelphia corridor was part of the ceasefire deal. Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas and key mediator Egypt at a sensitive moment for the fragile deal. The official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of four hostages in exchange for the release of over 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails, the last planned exchange of the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend. I'm Karen Chavas.
Also at SRNnews.com, police say a man posing as a woman has been arrested after planting explosives at a Colorado Tesla dealership. The 40-year-old man, who claims to be transgender, was arrested on Monday night following several instances of vandalism at the Loveland Tesla dealership. Police say one of the many aliases used by the suspect is Justin Thomas Nelson. He was booked into the Larimer County Jail on charges of explosives or incendiary devices used during felony, criminal mischief, and criminal attempt to commit a Class 3 felony. Democrats are calling for an economic blackout today. Angered by the elimination of DEI initiatives, leftists are refusing to spend money for 24 hours at companies who have done away with the Marxist practice. Many others plan to shop in support of the companies who are DEI-free. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says it's important that Congress help President Trump stave off the threat posed by China's global ambitions.
We should all be concerned about the existential threat that is China economically and from a military perspective. There's no doubt that a country that lies, cheats, and steals our intellectual property is stealing a part of the future.
This is SRN News. A victory for pro-life advocates in Illinois.
Lawmakers in Carbondale have repealed a buffer zone law that barred pro-life protests within 100 feet of any abortion clinic. A lawsuit against the zones had made its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and it appeared that city officials were afraid they might lose, which might have cost a lot of money in attorneys' fees and damages. In the end, the high court did not take up the case, but the Carbondale buffer zone law is no more, and pro-lifers are celebrating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pentagon has revealed the specifics of its new transgender troop policy in a court filing. It says any service member or recruit who's been diagnosed with or treated for gender dysphoria is disqualified from serving unless they can prove they meet a specific warfighting need and adhere to restrictions on their day-to-day behavior. The policy was included in a court filing and a lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive order that bars people of this nature from the military. This is SRN News. Dozens of people were reportedly injured Thursday after two explosions hit a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in Congo.
Thousands of people were in Bukavu's Independence Square, where the rebel leader, Corneille Nangaa, was making his first appearance since the M23 group seized the city earlier this month. Eyewitnesses say an explosion caused the crowd to flee in panic. Then a second blast rang out, followed by gunfire. Videos show several bodies on the road and emergency workers carrying away the injured. It's not yet clear who launched the attack.
Blue Origin's upcoming flight to space will feature a group of women. The rocket company owned by Jeff Bezos announced Thursday singer Katy Perry, Oprah's buddy Gayle King, and Bezos' fiancée Lauren Sanchez will be part of the crew. A launch date has not been announced, but is expected to happen this spring. It will be the 11th human flight for Blue Origin's new Shepard program. More details at SRNnews.com.